Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing in our study in the book of James. Starting at James chapter 1, verse 9, we find these words, "Let the lowly brother glory in his exaltation, but the rich in his humiliation, because as a flower of the field he will pass away." In the J.B. Phillips translation, it reads this way, "The brother who is poor may be proud because God has raised him to the true riches. The rich person may be proud that God has shown him his spiritual poverty, for the rich man will wither away like the summer flowers." This is an interesting statement, but it basically tells us this one thing, that whether you are rich or poor, if you are a believer in God, you can have joy, you can be glad for different reasons. The brother who may be poor in the material sense can rejoice because God has raised him to the true riches in life and has shown him true riches. And the rich person, if you have come into a knowledge of God's love and forgiveness and his grace and given your life to him, you can rejoice that God showed you your spiritual poverty and that you didn't go on in life deceived because of your wealth or because of your upstanding good life that you are leading, that you did not become just so deceived by that you died, though wealthy, with total spiritual poverty. So we are told here that both the rich and poor can rejoice, though for different reasons. But let me say this, the Word of God clearly tells us as well that God's a God of blessing, that the Lord loves to bless his people. In fact, we see it written that God delights in the prosperity of his servants. So he loves to bless people, spirit, soul, body, finances. I sincerely believe that. However, it's vital at the same time to recognize that the scripture clearly teaches that material blessings, though as nice as they may be, they are temporal things. They will pass away. In fact, it goes on in James 1:10, it says, "For the rich man will wither away like summer flowers. For one day the sunrise brings a scorching wind, the grass withers at once, and so do all the flowers. All that lovely sight is destroyed. Just as surely will the rich man in all his ways fall into the blight of decay." And that simply tells us that material riches are temporal. They will pass away. We know that eventually the earth and everything in it's going to burn up. And I like to keep that attitude about material things so that I don't become attached to them, though they are a blessing and appreciated as God provides for you, and you should seek God to provide for your needs. Every person needs housing and clothing and food and the things in order to proceed in life, good transportation, etc., and other things. But God doesn't want your whole life consumed with the pursuit of material goods. We live in a world that seems to be running after the pursuit of increase of material goods, where every ad that you see and every advertisement you hear on the radio and television seem to indicate you need to run after this item or desire that car and want the things that the world has to offer in terms of material goods. And yet God does not want our heart attached to things. He wants our heart attached to him. Though he is a God of blessing, because we see blessed Abraham made him the richest man in his day. We see the same in Job. Though most people like to concentrate on Job's sufferings, the reality is the end of the story, last chapter of Job, it says God blessed Job's latter years more than his former years, and goes on to recount the thousands of sheep and cattle and camels and donkeys that God blessed him with. So God is obviously not opposed to riches. He blesses people with riches. However, he's opposed to riches having your heart. God wants to have your heart. He wants your heart to belong to him and your focus in life to be upon God and for you to be a good steward of any possessions he puts into your care. But your heart is to be holy and solely the Lord's. So it's important. Earthly riches will fade away. Don't pursue them. God will bless you with them. Pursue God. We're told to seek first the kingdom of God and all these things, the material things, will be added to us as our attitude towards the Lord is in right priority or in right order. Here's a test for your heart condition about material blessings or material possessions. If you lost what material possessions you had right now, would it change your relationship with God? Would you become offended at God? Would you question God's goodness? Would you become embittered? Then you will know that your attitude toward material riches is not in line with the Word of God. Instead, your heart is attached to things instead of being attached to God. God wants your heart to be His alone. God wants to find people He can trust with material possessions because it takes material things and money to run this world. It takes money to run, to get the gospel out. Whether it be on the airwaves, or television, or in printed books and materials, it takes money. And he's looking for people he can trust with his money. However, he's looking for hearts whose dedication is solely to God and who are simply stewards of the possessions God's put into their care. So consider before the Lord, what's your attitude about material possessions? They'll pass away. Let your heart be fixed on the Lord and not on things. You can be a poor person right now and say, I'm not materialistic. I hardly have anything. And yet the truth is, in your heart of hearts, you're pursuing material things more than pursuing God. Then you are materialistic, or rather than having a heart for God, even though you may not have very many things at this time in your life. God's looking at the heart condition. He's not opposed to wealth, but he wants your heart. So be a person God can trust with possessions and with money by having a heart first after God, and then the Lord can add to you. So that is an important life lesson that we see here in James chapter 1. And it's a temptation of life, the deceitfulness of riches, as mentioned in Matthew 13:22, because Jesus warned that the word of God was as a seed that got planted, but when the word started to grow up in a person, the deceitfulness of riches choked it out. Don't let your desire for material goods choke out the word of God in your heart and your pursuit after the Lord in your life. This is an important question that you must face regarding your attitude towards the Lord and your relationship with God. Secondly, the next verse goes on to talk about temptations of another kind that people face in life. It says in verse 12, "Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been proved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him." Every person in life faces temptation, and in this sense of the word, that word means a trial that's designed to lead to wrongdoing, or a snare that's laid in your path to see if you will give in to sin. God wants you to be an overcomer in every area of your life. Every temptation that comes your way, God's given you the grace. It is available to us to overcome and walk away from temptations that are laid in our path. The scripture goes on to say that it is from our own hearts that temptation actually will often arise. It warns us that it's the lust of the heart. In verse 14, it says, "Every person's tempted when he's drawn away or enticed, baited by his own evil desire, lust, or passions," it says in the Amplified Translation. And God wants us to be people that, though we face temptation every day you're faced with temptation, will you be honest? Will you walk in love? Will you be forgiving of people who've hurt or injured you? Will you trust God, or will you disbelieve His word? You're faced with temptation day in and day out, but God wants you to be an overcomer in every area of life. Life's temptations come to every person's door. The temptation itself is not a sin. The pursuit of what you are being tempted with becomes the sin. So don't be hard on yourself. If you're facing temptation, don't think, oh, I'm a terrible person. No, temptation comes to every person, but God wants you to be an overcomer of temptation. And in Revelation, there's great promise for the person who overcomes. We see over and over again, to him who overcomes, I'll give some of the hidden manna to eat. I will give him a white stone, and on that stone a new name written, which no one knows except him who receives it. There are mysteries in God the Lord wants to give to you if you will overcome the temptations that come your way. He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot his name out of the book of life, but I'll confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He who overcomes, I'll make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God. And then it goes on in verse 21 of Revelation 3 to say, to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on the throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. Jesus faced temptation while he walked on this earth, and he overcame each and every one. Won't you lean on his grace today to help you overcome each and every temptation that you may face? This is Rita Langland encouraging you. There's no wound so deep that Christ cannot heal it, no bondage so strong that Christ cannot break it, and no life so far gone that God cannot turn it around. Have a victorious day.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.